Good morning, Anna, Bridget.
Hi.
Good morning.
So this week started out with Chris Quinn, with the actress playing Ann Richards in the style section of the New York Times, followed quickly on revelations that she herself, Chris Quinn, had struggled with bulimia and alcoholism. And the first email that I got from you, Bridget, is nobody else could control their narrative this way.
I mean, this is a woman who is, while running for mayor, also has, you know, her own memoir coming out in just a few weeks, which will tell the world her life story. And I think what we're seeing right now is someone who's taking advantage of a moment masterfully and has been able to not have to spend any of the funds to get a lot of attention for who she is, what she represents, what her story is. And she's managing to reach out to people who might be the same people who would avoid all those politics stories, but will read the story that's in the style section or will read the story that's in their issue of Vogue.
So how did it go, Anna?
The reaction of the political press was that you're politicizing this moment. You're using this, you know, when she talked to Barnard students, subsequently a group of young women, and talked about her struggles. The political press was skeptical. But that wasn't her audience. Just a few days later at a press conference at City Hall, she talked about people walking up to the street to her, thanking her for telling her story. And then she said this.
And I even had a family member send me a long email disclosing an issue she had been dealing with for years that I had no knowledge of. And she didn't have any knowledge about what I had dealt with. And now we're in a situation where, you know, we can be of help to each other. So it's been really very surprising.
Christine Quinn, the criticism of her is that she's a tough political boss without an ideological center. But there you hear her talking about the way that she's touching people. And that appeals to voters.
So then who jumps all over her and in a very kind of meta way actually helps Christine Quinn is the former U.S. Senator and New York One television commentator Al D'Amato.
Oh, give me a break. I'm crying. Oh, my campaign is suffering. I'm going down.
So this is Al D'Amato,
Republican,
throwing a pencil down the table or maybe dropping a pencil, but, you know, going in this high voice, mocking people. So the interesting thing is that Chris Quinn kind of jumps on this and she sends out a campaign communication saying, like, you know, Al D'Amato is somebody that Democrats can't trust. And it's so right.
To be clear, though, what she's doing is not saying Al D'Amato is somebody voters can't trust. She's saying voters can't trust Bill Thompson, for whom Al D'Amato, Republican senator, former Republican senator, is raising big dollars.
Yeah, I mean, it part of what Thompson's trying to do is to appear to be building momentum. One of the issues that he was rolling out this week was supposed to be his big education policy speech.
And you tweeted out a picture of the room.
It was primarily press, along with Betsy Gottbaum, one of Thompson's supporters. This is how he finished off his big policy speech.
That's an education city. That's the city that I want this to be. Again, thank you so much. Thank you. Thanks, guys.
You don't hear the resounding applause. This wasn't like a rally with a bunch of supporters holding signs talking about an education agenda, which was much more like the way Quinn rolled out her education agenda that Anna covered.
Then the other big thing this week, obviously, is Wiener. Bridget and I were chatting. We noticed that it was tweeted out that he was at David's Tees in Park Slope, which, since I live nearby, I knew was near where Anthony Wiener had grown up. And then, of course, we found out later in the day he was shooting a campaign commercial. And I just want to say, in fairness to Anna, we had to cut this out of last week's edition, but Anna said, the minute that those campaign finance filings are in, we're going to start hearing from Anthony Wiener. And we have. Where's this all going?
Well, reportedly, we're going to hear next week that he's running for mayor. There have been reports that he's hired a campaign manager. So we will see. And this is another way that Christine Quinn seems to be taking advantage of the media moment, because as we end this week, she is launching a campaign to bring all New Yorkers together to campaign against Vito Lopez in his run for city council. So she's going to be making headlines highlighting Vito Lopez's sexual harassment pattern, according to reports out of Albany, as Anthony Wiener is getting ready to come out onto the stage and ask New Yorkers for their vote for mayor.
Maybe not the timing he would have picked. Anna, Bridget, thank you very much.
Thanks, Andrea.
Thank you.